Hi, this is Gordon Kent from Dancing Dots, and I'd like to take a few minutes to demonstrate an exciting little gadget called the Transport. That's TRANZPORT by Frontier Designs. And the Transport lets you control many aspects of Cakewalk sonar when you're away from your computer. For example, if you're cutting a vocal or cutting some other kind of live instrument and you have a vocal booth, or you want to get away from the noise of your computer, it's really handy to have. This discussion and demonstration is going to assume that you have at least a familiarity with Cakewalk sonar, and if you know about the cake talking scripts, that'll help, but that's not necessary, really. The Transport comes in two pieces. There's the base unit, which is a small device that hooks up to your computer through USB. And then there's the remote unit itself. You can run at a range of up to around 30 feet, I think is what they claim. And it's flat, and it just plops on a shelf or a table or whatever. It's got 18 buttons and a jog wheel. Closest to you, there are five large buttons, which are just normal transport buttons. They look like a cassette recorder or a VCR. You have rewind, fast forward, stop, which has a little dot on it, play, and record. Above that, there's a shift button, which makes the other buttons take on additional functions. Then you have three buttons that are marked prev, set, and next, and they refer to markers. So you can actually set markers with these buttons. Above that, there are two sets of two buttons. The first ones say in and out, and the second ones say punch and loop. So you can set your punch points or your loop points from the Transport. Above that, we have two buttons and then three. The two buttons are previous and next track. So you can move from one track to another, just like pressing the up and down arrows on your computer keyboard. And the other three buttons are arm, mute, and solo. Just to the right of that, right above the jog wheel, there's an undo button. And then right below the LCD display is the battery and system buttons, which you won't really need very much. They're for setting contrast and showing the status of the batteries that are inside the remote unit. The jog wheel has detents in it, so you feel little clicks when you rotate it, so you can move in increments of a beat at a time by using the jog wheel. It's also important to note that in addition to being really handy during the actual recording portion of the process of putting together your sonar project, the Transport can be very helpful when mixing and editing, and I'll be demonstrating those kind of functions as well. Okay, now I have this corny little jingle that I've put together about the Transport. I'm in my vocal booth, and I'm going to cut a lead vocal and six tracks of background vocals, three-part harmony that'll double. I want to show how easy it is to get around on the Transport. The first thing I'm going to do, though, is put cake talking into a mode that will allow JAWS to speak when I press buttons on the Transport. So I press F4.
Track pane options dialog. List box 1. Open the list of control surfaces so you can choose one to use. After pressing enter, choose a control surface from the list, then press enter to return to the track pane. 1 of 8.
So I'm going to choose a control surface.
Enter. Combo box, sonar JAWS surface, Frontier Trans, Mackie control, Frontier Transport.
Pick the Transport.
Enter. Now open the track options dialog and press enter on the second option to have JAWS speak the changes you make on your Frontier Transport control surface. Track pane option 2. Make JAWS speak changes you make on your external control surface. After pressing enter, this setting will be enabled, but it will be disabled whenever you return to using your PC keyboard. Enter. Now, when you move the controls on your Frontier Transport control surface, JAWS will attempt to speak them. This setting remains in effect until you return to your PC keyboard. So, if you ever return to your PC keyboard and then once again go back to your control surface, you have to enable this function again.
Okay, so I'm ready now to use only the Transport. I don't have to touch my computer keyboard anymore. And if I press the next track button...
MIDI track 9. Audio track 10. Audio track 11. Audio track 15. Audio track 16.
Now, I know that that's my lead vocal track. Okay, so I'm on audio track 16, and I press the arm button on the Transport.
Arm track 16.
And it tells me, now I'm going to enable input monitoring on the Transport.
Input monitoring on for track 16.
and we're ready to record a lead vocal. Now, when I do record this lead vocal, I'm going to make some obnoxious noises in between some of the phrases so we can demonstrate how to use the transport along with Sonar's scrubbing feature to edit stuff out that we don't want. So here we go. We're playing with the transport, showing you all what it can do. Having fun with the transport. Okay, now I'm going to unarm and turn input monitoring off on 16, and we're going to go up to track 10, which will be my first background vocal track, and arm and turn input monitoring on track 10. So we turn off recording.
Unarm track 16.
Turn off input monitoring.
Input monitoring off for track 16.
And we go up to track 10.
Audio track 10.
And we turn on.
Arm track 10.
And we turn input monitoring
on for track 10.
So now we're going to record my first background vocal track. Now I want to get a little closer to where the background vocals come in so we don't waste a lot of time and so that I can show how efficient this all is. And when I turn the jog wheel on the transport.
R2, B1. R3, B1. R4, B1. R5, B1.
Okay, so it's moving a measure at a time each time I turn the jog wheel. As you can see, when I start.
Audio track 7.
We're playing with the transport. Now, I'm going to get a little closer.
R6, B1.
And this is right where the vocal comes in. I'm going to set a locate point or a mark right from the transport. And you just press the set button. Unfortunately, JAWS won't give us some feedback about that, but I'll always be able to go back to that marker whenever I want to. Okay, now we're ready to start, and I'm gonna. We're playing with the transport, showing you all what it can do.
Playing with the transport,
having fun with the transport. Now, if you notice, the click was on. I can turn the record click off from the transport as well. So the next time we do a vocal track, you won't hear the click. And you just do that by holding down the shift key and pressing the record button. Now the click is off. Now I'm going to unarm this track. Turn input monitoring off. Go down to track 11.
Audio track 11.
Input monitoring
on for track 11. Arm track 11.
And we're ready to cut double to this background vocals. There are going to be six parts of background vocals. And I'll probably, after a couple of times, just skip ahead so that we can move on to the next phase of this. But here we go. We're playing with the transport, showing you all what it can do.
Playing with the transport,
having fun with the transport.
Audio track 12.
Arm.
Input monitoring on for track 12.
On.
Arm track 12.
And I'm going to get a little closer.
R8, B1.
And here we go. Showing you all what it can do.
Playing with the transport.
Having fun with the transport.
Ooh.
Okay, I'm back at my workstation and I've recorded six tracks of background vocals, three-part harmony doubling, and I'm on the lead vocal track right now, and I have it soloed. And remember, we made those ugly noises in there that we want to get rid of. And I'm going to use the transport and show how the scrubbing really makes editing these out a lot simpler. So I'm going to press play on the transport, and then right before the ugly noise, I'm going to press pause. I've actually set up a key binding for pause, which simulates pressing the control spacebar in Sonar. And so here we go. Press. We're playing with the transport. Okay, now if I hold down play and stop and start turning the jog wheel, you're going to hear. Now, right here is the beginning of this. Well, maybe I should let you hear what this sounds like. Okay, so we're going to get rid of this. Okay, I'm setting my from.
Set from time to now time at bar 7, B2, tick 700.
Now, I'm going to scrub to the end of the noise. Which is right there. And set the through.
Set through time to now time at bar 7.
I'll select the track.
Select the track 16 from bar.
And now when I press the shift space bar.
Play selection.
You hear that. And I hit delete. So now we're going to go back to the mark right where the vocal comes in. Remember before we set a mark on the transport. I'm just going to hit the previous mark button. Hit the play.
We're playing with the transport. Showing you all what it can do.
Now I can get rid of that one too. So we're going to the same thing. So I'm just going to go forward a few bars. Go to here.
Transport. Showing you all what it can do.
And right now, we're going to get rid of this. So I'm going to go forward, scrub, forward. Here's the beginning of the ooh. And I'm going to hit set the from.
Set from time to now time at bar 9, B4, tick 250.
That's the beginning of the next phrase, and you'll get to learn to recognize these as you use it more.
Set through time, to now time, at bar 10,
and
B1, tick 640.
Again, now I can press shift spacebar, and I should just hear.
Play selection.
And delete.
Delete.
So I'm going to go back to that mark, and right now all we should hear is...
We're playing with the transport, showing you all what it can do. Having fun with the transport.
So it's all gone. Okay, we can also set loop points right on the transport. So if I'm starting right here at the beginning where the music comes in. Now, if I hold down the shift key and press the in button, that sets the loop in point there. I'm going to go ahead four bars. So I'm going to just rotate my jog wheel some, and you'll hear
bar four, B3, bar six, B1.
There's bar 6, which is the four bars past where we were. And I'm going to hold the shift key down and press the out button. And then I'm going to press the loop button. And we should
loop
just hear...
Bar two, B1, to bar 6, B1, bar 2, B1.
And Jaws told me that the loop is turned on, and it tells me that I'm now back to bar 2. So I'm going to be able to hear... Now, if I want to stop the loop right while it's playing, I'll turn the loop off.
We're playing with the transport.
So you can use this in a live situation when you want to stretch out on a solo or something like that. You'd actually be able to loop your intro and jam a little bit and then reach up and grab it and turn it off whenever you felt like it. And that's another application for the transport. Okay, the last thing we're going to do is we're going to do a fade out using the transport. So I can actually control buses as well as tracks with the transport. And by pressing the track up button while holding the shift button, it switches to the buses. The first one is the master. I've armed that volume control for automation. We're going to play this once more through, and I'm going to actually do a fade out by holding the shift key and turning the jog wheel on the transport itself. So here we go.
We're playing with the transport, showing you all what it can do.
Playing with the transport.
Having fun with the transport.
Woo!
Now I'm doing my fade. And there you go. Okay, I hope you've enjoyed this demonstration of the Frontier Designs Transport from Dancing Dots. And if you need more information or are interested in purchasing a transport, please go to www.dancingdots.com, click on the products link, and then click on the transport, that's TRANSPORT link. And we hope you will enjoy your transport as much as I enjoy using mine. Thanks a lot.